Mini episode 692 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by that NBA lottery pick, your pop culture influenced look at the world of hoops. Follow them on the web at that NBALotteryPick.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 692. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider and part three of our early top 25 for fantasy football in 2016. In mini episode 690, we covered our honorable mention players for the list as well as spots 25 to 21. In mini episode 691, we covered spots 20 through 11. Today, we finish the list with our top 10. Number 10, Adrian Peterson. Say what you will about the unattractive traits that got him suspended for a year. When he came back, no back was better over the course of the full season. His track record demands that he be in the top 10, even as his over 30 status and scant pass-catching role hold him back somewhat. Number 9, Julio Jones. One minor rap on him throughout his career has been his tendency to be all or nothing game by game. Well, in 2015, there was a great deal of all and very little nothing as he went next level, but still has upside from there. Consider that he's topped 8 touchdowns once in his career and has been above 15.3 yards per catch once. When he matches his greater consistency with more production in these areas, he'll become the consensus greatest fantasy performer in the game. Number 8, Le'Veon Bell. This is another of the toughest players to slot, and he is showing up higher than this on other early draft boards for 2016. If healthy, he has a great chance to be the consensus best running back of this season, but therein lies the rub. He's recovering from major knee surgery, and let's face it, is just one more good-sized medical issue from getting the label injury-prone. Nobody exemplifies high-risk, high-reward like Le'Veon Bell in 2016. Number 7, Devontae Freeman. He's the biggest come-from-nowhere story in this year's top 10, grabbing an early opportunity in 2015 and never looking back. Yes, he has Tevin Coleman breathing down his back, but having notched over 1,600 all-purpose yards and 14 touchdowns, he's a powerful incumbent in an explosive offense. Number 6, Cam Newton. These are fantasy rankings, not sportsmanship rankings, where he'd surely be much lower. But at this point, he's state-of-the-art in terms of all-around QB fantasy production with the legs and the arm, and he's got Kelvin Benjamin coming back in 2016 to provide a depth of offensive weaponry that he's never had before. Number 5, DeAndre Hopkins. He's not only explosive, he's darn near quarterback independent in terms of requiring somebody even borderline competent to get him the ball. With a passer upgrade surely coming to Houston in 2016, how dangerous will he be then? Number 4, Doug Martin. After two disappointing follow-ups to his stellar rookie campaign, he was in danger of being labeled a one-hit wonder prior to reestablishing himself with a Thunderbolt in 2015. Now, as a free agent, there's a chance that he could leave an enviable situation where he, Jameis Winston, and Mike Evans could grow into legends alongside each other. But he's already proven that he can succeed in different offensive schemes if he does go, and the always cheap Bucks have plenty of cash available if they want to do the smart thing and keep him. Number 3, Antonio Brown. His 2015 was a season for the ages, such that the only reason he's this low on the list is that his three-year stretch with a league record 375 receptions seems to be begging for some regression to the mean, no matter how slight. You always want to pay for this year's production, not that of last year or the last few years. Number 2, Todd Gurley. The top running back on our list was a beast from the moment that he cracked the lineup, notwithstanding the likelihood that he wasn't going to be at full strength coming off of ACL surgery. Now he exchanges the harsh turf of St. Louis for the softer grass of SoCal, fully recovered from his medical issues. He may well be the consensus top running back in the league by this time next year. Number 1, Odell Beckham Jr. By many metrics, He built on his otherworldly rookie season with a better 2015, if for no other reason than the production was stretched more evenly. The last guy to come into the league with this kind of sustained production was Randy Moss, but Beckham's on pace to be better than him, and maybe the best of all time if he can sustain it. In 2016, there's nobody better suited to carry your fantasy football team all the way. Thanks for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.